Welcome, all you survival savvy listeners out there, to the very first episode of Prepper Patty. I'm your host, Prepper Patty, and I'm here to arm you with all the self-defense basics you need to navigate the wild world out there. So get ready to sharpen your instincts and flex those self-preservation muscles, because we're about to dive into all things self-defense. It's going to be a wild ride. But with a dash of humor and a sprinkle of wit, we'll make sure you're prepared for any situation that comes your way. So grab a seat, maybe a snack, and buckle up, because here at Prepper Patty, we take self-defense seriously, but we sure don't take ourselves too seriously. Let's get prepping. All right, so you've learned how to give a mean side eye and perfect your intimidating stare, but let's get into the nitty-gritty of self-defense. Because let's be real, karate chops and roundhouse kicks might not always be practical in a real-life situation. First off, let's talk about awareness. Your spidey senses need to be on high alert at all times. Pay attention to your surroundings, avoid dark alleys, and never underestimate the power of a good old-fashioned stranger danger vibe. Next up, we've got the art of verbal self-defense. This is where you unleash your inner sass monster. The key is to assert yourself confidently without escalating the situation. A well-timed eye roll and a firm back off buddy can work wonders. And of course, let's not forget about the power of running. Yep, good old-fashioned cardio can be your best friend in a sticky situation. Remember, you don't have to be the fastest runner, you just need to be faster than the person chasing you. So there you have it, folks. The not so glamorous, but oh so important basics of self-defense. Stay aware, be sassy, and never underestimate the power of a good sprint. Keep these tips in your back pocket, or better yet, keep them in your fanny pack for easy access. Let's face it, we've all been there. Walking down a sketchy alley with nothing but our wits and a half-eaten granola bar for protection. When the situation calls for it, you've got to think on your feet and get creative with your everyday items. For example, did you know that your trusty umbrella can double as a defensive weapon? That's right. Simply pop it open and twirl it with all the grace of a Mary Poppins impersonator to keep those would-be attackers at a safe distance. Plus, it's rain or shine, so you'll always be prepared. And hey, if you happen to have a sturdy pen or even a well-rolled-up magazine in your bag, you've got yourself a makeshift weapon that would make James Bond proud. Just remember to strike with precision and panache. We're talking maximum impact with minimal effort. Of course, we can't overlook the classic keys between the fingers move. It may seem a bit cliche, but when push comes to shove, those keys can transform your hand into a formidable weapon of self-defense. So the next time you're out and about, take a good look at your surroundings and stay one step ahead by turning everyday items into your own personal arsenal. And always remember, safety first, resourcefulness second, and a dash of humor to keep things light. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of self-defense. The physical techniques that can save your bacon in a sticky situation. But before you start picturing yourself in a kung fu movie, remember that it's not about looking cool, it's about staying safe. First off, let's talk about the power of the palm strike. Picture this: you're walking along, minding your own business, when suddenly someone jumps out at you. Instead of breaking out into a karate kata, just use the heel of your palm to give them a quick and unexpected shove to the nose or throat. It's the kind of move that'll make anyone think twice about messing with you again. And then there's the good old knee to the groin. Yup, it might not be the most sophisticated move, but it's a classic for a reason. A swift and well-aimed knee to the family jewels will put even the burliest of bad guys out of commission. Of course, we can't forget about the art of distraction. A well-timed shout, a sudden burst of pepper spray, or even just tossing your purse in one direction while making a break for it in the other. These can all be effective moves to get yourself out of harm's way. So remember, when it comes to physical self-defense techniques, it's not about being a martial arts master, It's about using simple, effective moves to keep yourself safe. And hey, if looking a bit ridiculous in the process helps, then so be it. So as we were saying, it's essential to always be aware of your surroundings. I mean, we've all been there, right? Walking along, lost in thought, when suddenly we realize we've wandered into a not-so-great area of town. It happens to the best of us. But seriously, folks, being mentally prepared and staying aware can make a world of difference when it comes to self-defense. First off, don't be afraid to trust your gut. If something doesn't feel right, don't dismiss it as just paranoia. Your instincts are there for a reason, so listen to them. And hey, let's not forget about the power of eye contact. I'm not saying you have to stare everyone down like you're in a Wild West showdown, but making eye contact can show potential threats that you're not an easy target. Oh, and here's a good one. Put the phone down. I know, it's tough to resist the urge to check Instagram every 5 minutes, but being glued to your phone can seriously compromise your awareness. So maybe save the scrolling for a safer environment, like your couch at home. Lastly, stay confident, folks. Hold your head up high, walk with purpose, and give off that "I know where I'm going" vibe. It's amazing how much of a deterrent confidence can be. Plus, it's great for your posture. So there you have it, some mental preparation and awareness tips to help you stay safe out there in the wild, wild world. Keep those instincts sharp, and always remember, you've got this. And that concludes our crash course in self-defense basics. Remember, it's all about being prepared and staying safe out there, preppers. Whether it's taking a self-defense class, staying aware of your surroundings, or just practicing those ninja moves in your living room, a little preparation goes a long way. Until next time, stay safe, stay stylish, and may the force be with you. Goodbye for now, folks.